After brunch this Saturday, I was looking out the kitchen window while rinsing some dishes. Perching in a tree overlooking one of our bird feeders was a crow-sized hawk I hadn't noticed before. From my vantage point, it appeared lightly colored in the front, with dark wings. I turned off the faucet to lean forward and get a closer look, when the hawk swooped into action. It flew toward the feeder, scattering visiting songbirds in all directions. A cardinal took off for the bushes, and some house sparrows shot for the forest line. But one unlucky dove was not quite fast enough to flee to safety. Instead, the hawk grabbed it in midair. In just seconds, the dove was in the hawk's sharp talons, and both were back in the nearby tree branches. Even practiced birders sometimes aren't sure which kind of bird this is. But I've seen it twice since, and with help from a birding guide and some natural history experts, I've identified it as a Cooper's hawk. Among the avian world's most skillful flyers, Cooper's hawks are woodland birds. You're most likely to see one prowling above a forest edge or field. They're common but stealthy, and they're smaller than other off-seen birds of prey like the red-tailed hawk, so your eye might miss them in flight. Up close, a Cooper's hawk is steely blue-gray on top, with warm reddish bars on its whitish underparts. It has a sharp beak, forward-facing red eyes, and thick, dark bands on its tail, and its darker crown contrasts with the lighter nape and buffy cheeks, giving it the look of wearing a tiny beret. Cooper's hawks are accipiters, which are a family of medium-sized forest-dwelling hawks with broad, rounded wings and rudder-like tails. Their specialized wings and long tails allow them to maneuver among the trees, and in flight, they are magnificent. Cooper's hawks tear through cluttered tree canopies in high-speed, Hollywood movie-like pursuits of other, smaller birds like pigeons and non-native European starlings. They hunt by stealth, moving from perch to perch in dense cover, listening and watching, then putting on a burst of speed to overtake prey like cardinals and blue jays by surprise. Dashing through vegetation to catch birds like this is a dangerous lifestyle. In a study of more than 300 Cooper's hawk skeletons, nearly a quarter showed old, healed-over fractures in the bones of the chest, especially of the furcula, or wishbone. Named for the famed naturalist William Cooper, one of the founders of the New York Academy of Sciences, the Cooper's hawk was once at another great risk. During the middle of the 20th century, widespread use of organochlorine pesticides, including DDT, dramatically dropped the hawk's population. When Cooper's hawks consumed prey that had been exposed to DDT, the pesticides accumulated in the hawk's fatty tissues, leading to eggshell thinning. Baby hawks couldn't survive. Luckily, following a ban on the widespread use of the pesticide in 1972, Cooper's hawks made a comeback in the 80s and 90s, bringing them to today's healthy numbers. Like a lot of other birds of prey, Cooper's hawks mate for life. This coming March, males in our region will begin making nests two or more stories up in our pine, oak, or fir trees. Nests are piles of sticks lined with bark or green twigs. Females incubate the eggs, and the male will bring her food the whole time. I suspect that the Cooper's hawk that has returned to my feeder for an easy meal is a female because she's larger than the others I've seen. Hopefully, I'll see juvenile hawks at the edges of our nearby woods this summer. You can learn more about our area's native hawks by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.